Yes, I share a few Bible messages with us before the prayer. I want to continue to use this topic to keep a sound mind. It's a mutual encouragement. And to explain more about why it's so important, even in the morning. Every day we have to always remind ourselves we need a sound mind in all aspects. Because we actually try to equip ourselves to be the soldier of Christ so we can to fight a good fight for God. And in the Bible, always give us very good example to follow. Yesterday, we mentioned about the model of Christ. And if we look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that's the message, the word of Apostle Paul, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. Here he mentioned, for if we are beside ourselves, he is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, he is for you. So, Apostle Paul, he once also become beside himself. So, he just kind of made of out of mind. He was so crazy in preaching the gospel. So, to God, to some people, he was even overzealous. But in the most of cases, toward to the people, to the disciples, Paul, he actually was very self-controlled. So he know what he should react to certain circumstances. So if we look at from his preaching, how he dedicated himself to spread this gospel, he actually was very out of mind. Just like Jesus, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, I think we read this verse before, he counted everything loss. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Chapter 3, verse 8 say, yet indeed I also have count loss for Christ, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my God, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. So he treat his previous background and knowledge in law, in Mosaic law, as a loss. Because actually all his knowledge in the traditions actually become a hinder to him to approach the real gospel, real salvation. So to Paul, once he acknowledged Jesus is the best, all his life, so he treated these all things as rubbish. So he really put Jesus, the Christ, and the gospel, the first priority. Everything he considered from this aspect to see whether the things have value or not. It all evaluates through Lord Jesus Christ. So his action actually to many are very just out of mind. And if we look at what Paul said to in his of defense, in his trial, some you know, in Book of Acts, he just was treated like a prick. In Acts chapter 24, let's turn to verse 5. Verse 5. 24 verse 5 says, "For we have found this man a prick, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and ringleaders of the sect of the Nazarenes." So we can see this how the Pharisees, the priest, they accuse Paul, consider he as a just like a prick. He can affect a lot of people, right? So that's why they can see that Paul is, this Apostle Paul is just like crazy. He went to everywhere to preach this so-called, to them is a set. So they feel this strengthened a lot. But this is how Paul actually put his effort in this gospel to us nowadays. We saw him as a model, right? So why Paul he can do in such a way, just like really he didn't fear death at all. He just considered my life is just this is what I should do for my life. So he said in the chapter 26 in the Book of Acts, chapter 26. Verse 19. "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." He saw the vision, and this vision, Lord Jesus actually entrusted him the mission to preach. So from beginning, he held on this vision a lot, very steadfast about what he should do. So he continued on his path to devote himself all the way until the end. Paul, actually, this is a very good model for us to ponder. In his defense, even the king considered Paul, he was crazy. In verse 24, let's turn to 24. "Now as he thus make his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, 'Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad.'" Because he, in his word, to the king, just consider how come you are so crazy about this Lord Jesus Christ. Why you are so crazy about this so-called gospel? But to us, we know the reason, right? Because he just imitated Jesus. And this is what he should do to repay the love of Jesus. And this is the madness of Apostle Paul. But at the same time, Paul also is really self-control in every action of toward to the church, to the people. So in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, say he forgot the things behind, but put his goal, aim ahead. So he should do because he pursuing this ultimate goal to be saved into his the kingdom of Jesus. And to himself, he considered himself as just nothing. So when he faced the the problems of the church in Corinth. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's consider this verse once again. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5 says, who then is Paul, and who is Apollo, but ministers through whom you believe, as the Lord gave to each one. So I plant Apollo's waters, but God gave the increase. When some member tried to promote Paul, he said, who is Paul, and who is Apollo's? This is so-called the sound of mind. You know, he is nothing. He's just a sermon only. So his action, his word actually re-echo or reflect what Jesus said. Jesus doesn't ask the glory of men. He even reject all the glory from others, but he considered the glory of God only. So Paul, he is of sound mind. Also about regarding to how he preached, he reacted. Also, if we consider today, nowadays a lot of the preachers or the so-called evangelists, the famous, the good mouth, some people is just like a star, right? They attract a lot of people. But Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter, let's turn to chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. His post self-control also reflect in how he preached. The word, actually, Paul, he was well-educated, right? In the Mosaic, also in the worldly education system. He was trained as a leader in that society. So if he wanted to talk about philosophy, he is the best one to interpret the word of God, the Bible, the scripture in through that way. But Paul said, no, I don't want to do that. He only preached the Lord Jesus Christ and to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, and so all the members, they can establish their faith in the wisdom of God, by the power of God, not the wisdom of men. This is very important to us to learn. And also, we can see how Paul, he disciplined himself in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Also, chapter 9, verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. He disciplined his body. So I think we, as the future worker in the church, we always have to consider this way, discipline ourselves in all situations. So just like what I just see, this is 3 days. This is a short event. If we can really discipline ourselves and we find more time in prayer, we really ponder the word of God. We are not just come here to fellowship with our brethren. We really use this opportunity to try to gain more in spirituality. And if we can do so, let's This just reflects what we have learned from the lectures, from the discussion, and from the movement of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will actually guide us. We have to consider how am I going to walk on this path with zeal, and also I really can find a satisfaction in the Spirit. So after we attend every spiritual event, we can be content in spirit more and more. So we really enjoy in this event. It's just like a short event, but it's very powerful to us. So we can be careful about ourselves. In the future, right now, a lot of youth, you are the church worker, some even the council members already. But we have to be careful about ourselves, as also our teachings. So we want to make sure we can be safe and at the same time save others together, and we can walk into the kingdom all together to enjoy with Lord Jesus. And we can really have peace. So this is the example of Paul in this morning I want to share. So let's come up together and pray. We pray to have a sound mind, and at the same time, we ask the power of Holy Spirit to equip ourselves. How are we going to work after I back to my daily life? You know, in the local church, I think we have to contribute our everything in the Lord. And together we can really fight a good fight as a soldier of Christ. Let's come forward and pray together.